Good evening.
Hello?
My name is Will. Good evening. My name is Will, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
For what?
For an opinion poll. Do you have a few minutes, sir?
What's that?
It's a survey.
On what?
Environmental issues in Minnesota.
They're all screwed up anyways.
But you have 5 minutes to stay here and answer a few questions?
I suppose.
Thank you so much. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
We got too many smallians in the area.
Okay, thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Environmental issue?
Mm-hmm.
What do you really mean by that?
Like fossil fuels, need to...
Farmer use or whatever like that?
Anything that is causing any type of pollution.
Well, I don't think there really is any in my book right now.
Okay, no problem. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota specifically?
Most what? You're breaking up on me. I can't hear you hardly.
Okay, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, a little better.
Okay, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, in your opinion?
In my opinion, that's pressing Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Environmental.
Yes.
All these solar panels going up where farmers are not getting to use their land what it's supposed to be used for.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries, such as refining? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd maybe say fair. That's about it.
Okay. What about electric utilities? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Electric utilities like electric cars and shit?
Everything that has to do with electric utilities.
Well, in my books, the electric car is never going to work in the state of Minnesota anyway, so electricity is way too high to begin with.
Okay. So you think they're doing poor or just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say, no, they ain't doing excellent. I'd say maybe fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. What about when it comes to mining?
Mining?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I suppose they're doing okay. They should get more.
Okay, do you think they're doing good or just fair?
I'd say they're doing good.
Good, okay, thank you. What about when it comes to agriculture and farming?
Agriculture and what?
Farming.
Farming?
Yes.
Okay, I heard that now.
Yes. Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
They're doing poor. They need help.
Okay. What about when it comes to forest products?
I suppose fair.
Okay. What about when it comes to medical manufacturing?
What kind of manufacturing?
Medical? Yes.
Well, they get paid too much. I know that.
Okay. So, in your opinion, they're doing just fair, poor, good, or excellent?
I'd say, I don't know if I should even give them fair. I'd say fair, I suppose.
Okay, fair. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota,
such as the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
They charge way too much for hunting license and fishing license and stuff.
Okay.
I know that ain't got nothing to do with them guys, but, yeah, the legislator, half of them guys in there, they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to that.
Okay.
I am an outdoorsman, so they ain't going to win on me on that one.
Okay, no problem. I understand. So you think they're doing poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Poor. Okay, thank you. What about the environmental groups in Minnesota?
Well, half of them, they go by the book. They ain't even out in the field, so I say they're doing poor, too.
Poor, okay. What about when it comes to forest and timber industries? Are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
They're doing fair to good.
Okay, thank you. What about the U.S. Forest Service?
I think they do a pretty good job.
Okay, what about the county land departments?
The what department?
County land departments.
County land department?
Yes, sir.
Fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I'd say it's very important.
Thank you so much. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I'd say somewhat.
Thank you so much. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
Oh, man, I wouldn't even know what to tell you on that one.
Okay.
I'm sure what they take, they should put back in the ground, not.
Okay, thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was back in the 70s?
I would say fewer now.
Fewer. Okay, thank you so much. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
That one, I don't even know what to tell you on that.
Don't know?
I'm going to say I hope so. I don't know. I couldn't tell you that one. I hope so, but I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. No problem. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
I would say it has a little bit to do with it.
Okay, so that will be positive or no impact?
Yeah, I'd say positive.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yeah, I still keep planting trees back.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wild or wilderness areas or not?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No, that'll go too fast then.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
No, thank you. Have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of these economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'm going to say I think it's fading. I don't know.
So it's a significant one, or is it a minor one?
I'd say it's a minor one.
Minor one? Okay, thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose?
I support it in somewhat, but not. I ain't going to say yes, I ain't going to say no. I'll be in the middle.
Okay. Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making a $1 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
I would support it.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read a little list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one says, create new training programs directed to meet needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about the increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous migrant, and minority communities? Will you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. What about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. What about getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Finally, just the last few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, grade school, some college, college graduate, college degree?
I had a Vortech degree 2 years after high school.
Okay,
technical.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
50 through 64.
Thank you so much. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
It's small town.
Small town?
Small
town. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Is your annual household income below the $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 through $275,000, $75,000
to $100,000, or $100,000 plus? Below 50 to 75, if that.
Okay, thank you.
I can barely hang on.
Okay, do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Mine?
Yeah, yours.
Conservative.
Conservative. Okay, thank you so much. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional?
Construction, yeah. Farmer.
Construction, farming. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening. Thank you.